The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 8th of September, 2026, and you are on the clock with Aaron, the spirit, the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo white people in the whole world, except for the pigs and Methuselahs, Green. And by my opening, you should know that Junkanoo season is open. Junkanoo season is open. We got a couple of stories. Government releases more than 700,000 in Junkanoo seed funding. We learn who the chairman of the National Junkanoo Authority is. We also have lots of stories. Observer Group says there's urgent need for campaign finance law. Election observers raise concerns of media bias favoring PLP. Police believe plane with four people on board crashed in waters off Andrus. And of course, stories from yesterday. So the theme for this show is, what does the Ministry of Education do when weather or labor unrest or community violence prevents face-to-face learning? What shall we do? If the rain rains like it ought to, the water settles as it does, the lightning strikes where and when it wants to, tropical storms, hurricanes, heavy winds, tornadic activity, what will the Ministry of Education do? In all of the talking yesterday, the ministry, and the day before, on the 6th, in not preparation, but in advance of a potential potential industrial unrest, the Ministry of Education, Science, and Technology released a statement on the continuity of learning contingency plan. The continuity of learning contingency plan. I have the entire statement here. I was a bit concerned because there was no mention of the virtual learning platform, the virtual learning platform. The last time we heard about the virtual learning platform, I gotta find it in my notes. I think Belinda Wilson was referencing it. But I am concerned, like many others, what has become of the virtual learning platform? Why hasn't it been initialized, right? Like, why didn't we decide, like, the first week of school, we're going to be prepared for a quick switch to the virtual learning platform because we opened school at the peak of hurricane season? But no mention of the virtual learning platform. It has me concerned, very concerned. We learned yesterday that there was a shooting. I think we may find that story in today's Tribune. Guardian had a breaking news headline yesterday. Police are investigating a shooting incident that occurred in the area of Adelaide Primary. One male was shot and succumbed to his injuries at the scene. We head to the Tribune story. Man shot, killed outside school. A man in his early 40s who worked as a landscaper at Adelaide Primary School in southwest New Providence was shot and killed outside the school on Monday, not long after he got off work, police said. Police said students, teachers, and others connected to the school were all safe. This is important. Very good. They were all safe. Later reports in the day yesterday indicated the same thing. At the scene, the man's wife and daughter were among those who mourned him as news of the incident spread. So we had three storms circulating yesterday, the potential of becoming one supercell, the threat of industrial unrest, an unfortunate and tragic weather incident that took the life of one of our young Bahamians doing what they're supposed to do, which is go to school, right? They're just doing what they're supposed to do. And then we have the shooting near, just outside of, very close to, in the area of a primary school. What happens when one of these storms disrupts face-to-face learning? I want to say, I've lost it in my notes, but I want to say that it was Belinda Wilson who referenced the virtual learning platform in an article yesterday, but I can't find it, and I'm very upset at myself about that, right? But are the schools ready? Are the schools ready to transition to a virtual learning platform if necessary? Right? While hurricane forecasters have indicated that this will be a less active than normal season, first of all, that's just a forecast. Second of all, it only takes one storm to disrupt the function of this country and send us back 10 years. Just one storm. And as we could see with our cousins, Jamaica, one tropical storm almost devastated half of the island. What are we doing? And that's where BPL and BGC come in. Did the schools, did the Ministry of Education not even attempt to initialize the virtual learning platform given the energy crisis that we're currently facing in the country? See, a virtual learning platform can't work if you can't keep the power on. But more importantly, see, because things happen. The way that people drive around here, they knocking down light pole left, right, the government boots. That's because some of the government people be knocking them down too, right? It's not just an inefficient system, But the real question is, why can't you give us a reasonable timeline for restoration? That's the bigger problem. We expect the power to go off. But when I, a student who is responsible for my own schoolwork, responsible for my siblings, I got chores I have to do that may include washing clothes in time for them to go on a line to drive for school the next day. How do I prioritize what I'm going to try and do first when the power goes off? And I could take us to our next headline to interrogate. BGC executives outline priorities necessary to improve electricity grid. They got, you know, they have the main headline, then they have these little taglines. The first tagline says, Ferguson, in order for grid system to work, there needs to be a level of partnership. And I'm wondering if this is like literally and figuratively, or literally across the board, but like technically and policy-wise. Like, you're integrating a new system, and there has to be a level of cohesion so the two systems can align. Or are you talking about, like, BGC and BPL? Here's a second tagline. BGC has Plan B when BPL support is not available, executives revealed. So we're going to delve into this. According to executives at Power Grid Transmission and Distribution Company, Bahama Grid Company, during a conversation with the CFAL Talks radio show team, the service provider wants to work closely with Bahamas Power and Light, but the level of support expected has not always been available. Open quotes. And so as a result of that, they are now implementing what they have described as their, quote, Plan B, close quote, so that will continue even when BPL resources are not readily available. Close quote, said Pamela Ferguson, Vice President of Investments at Kalina Financial Advisors Limited. CFAL facilitated the bond offering that helped BGC raise $130 million to begin operating as New Providence's grid service provider. During the CFAL Talks radio show on Guardian 96.9 FM yesterday, Ferguson recounted a conversation between the CFAL Talks team and BGC Chief Executive Officer Dario McKenzie. BGC Chief Executive Officer Dario McKenzie, BGC Chief Operating Officer Ryan Holder, and BGC Chief Financial Officer Gladys Fernanda. This was yesterday's show, CFAL. So if you want to listen or watch a rebroadcast, I think you can go to CFAL Talks on YouTube. You're going to go to YouTube and search CFAL Talks, Monday, the 7th of September, 2026. We continue reading from the article. During that conversation, the BGC executive sought to answer questions and address concerns raised by electricity users across the Bahamas in the face of widespread power outages this summer. Ferguson outlined three priorities the BGC executives identified as necessary to deliver a better electricity experience by next summer. The first priority is completing a digital and system modeling study that will provide a clearer understanding of the network and identify where investment should be prioritized. Ferguson explained that the study is intended to put institutional knowledge about the electricity network into a formal model that can be used for forecasting and investment decisions. Stick a pin. So this is obviously an excellent strategy. I'm not opposing the strategy. This is the part that concerns me. That will provide a clearer understanding of the network, cool, and identify where investment should be prioritized. Right? That concerns me just a little bit, because there's the technical side, where you identify the areas that are most stressed, most dysfunctional, or have the most damage, are most urgently in need of repair. But then another side of that equation, or that coin, which I hope we never flip, is determining which entities should be prioritized in the delivery of service, right? Which entities or sectors should be prioritized when determining what to fix first. That is of great concern to me. We go back to the article. The second priority is addressing critical feeders that require immediate attention before the modeling study is completed. Ferguson said those feeders include infrastructure supplying essential facilities such as the Linden Pindling International Airport and hospitals, where outages could have especially serious consequences if adequate backup systems are unavailable. So do you include in that the prison, hospitals and clinics, schools, right? Schools. We've gone as far as asking for an injunction, which resulted in an interim injunction, which at the root of it attempt or exposes the continuity of learning as a priority, right? For the government, for the Ministry of Education, as a priority. Let's continue that thinking and include in this list of entities that would be prioritized because they're, right, because they are essential facilities. Callback. I was just ending point two and coming to your call. I'll wait for you to call back. The third priority, said Ferguson, is continuing to identify weaknesses in the grid as new problems emerge. The BGC executive cited electrical cables beneath the airport runway as an example of the difficulties involved in repairing parts of the network. Now, I'm not an expert in this area. We can't have overhead lines because there's planes involved. So you got to have, if you require electricity supply, it has to be underground. But what about, oh boy, phone lines ringing. We're going to take a pause from the article and go to the phone line. Right now, we're talking BGC executives outline priorities necessary to improve electricity grid. Good morning, caller.
A pleasure. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir.
Very quickly. History again, quick one, and I'm talking of knowledge that you would love to know. I got a call on Friday from Government House to tell me to come up yesterday morning to pick up a document. When I came home, I found a document with four invitations in it saying that they're going to honor my mother, Gwendolyn Mercedes Joy, Men's Spindle Fountain, on October the 13th. This year, National Heroes Day, Distinguished Medal of Honor for Culture, for being the first sponsor that gave Gus Cooper and Tenway Street monies to start the Valley Boys' first Junkanoo group. Not the first Junkanoo group in the Valley now. Mm-hmm. It was in the Valley then, but they had other Junkanoo groups like Dr. Off's father, Dr. Off's brother. But when Gus joined, breaking away from Spurgeon Better from East Bay, mm-hmm. they named the group the Valley Boys, based on Father Eldon saying that one night he looked down in the Valley from Hawkins till he saw the draft. He said, boy, the Valley looks good. And Doyle Burris' brother, Deonson Burris, say, we can call the group the Valley Boys.
Sweet.
Bam, that happened.
Thank you.
Yesterday, that mechanic came down to check a car that I was about to purchase. And while checking the car in the backyard, he said, Sparky, there's a big avocado on your ground. I didn't even know the avocados were on the tree.
What?
When I looked at the tree, I picked 10 12-inch long Russell avocado. And if you look inside your dog on WhatsApp, you will see pictures of everything, and you will also see a picture of King Sparky sitting on the throne in Rothen Square eating pig feet, no, eating a bean and pea soup.
Man,
all the pictures are there. AI is beautiful.
For Sparky, look here, Sparky, I am about to name you the leader of the Tree Score and 10 gang, okay? Because you are not letting your age or the way that age marginalizes a person in this country stop you from being a force for change. You led the campaign. You led the charge to ensure that your mother, your primary ancestor, right, was honored, was given her due. And that is an example to all of us, but also to the elders among us. who is going to tell your story if you don't tell it and demand it be told? Yeah? Spot. Now, talking about mechanic to come check out car you buying, I didn't... From you tell me you picked 12 long neck avocado off your tree, I know you rich. I know you rich, sir. I know you rich. All right, here we go. Going to the text line. Good morning, Aaron. Can you give me the PM's contact so when my lights go off, the buck could stop there? I is agreeing with you. I am agreeing with you, texter. Here's another text. Let's see. These BGC people crazy. They own 60% of BEC with no capital invested and no qualified line workers. No, not of BEC, of BPL. Right? Like that'd be no for certain. No, they own 60% of BGC. BPL owns the other 40%, as far as we know, right? Like that's what we know so far. 60% of BGC is owned by, we're not certain yet, 40% is owned by BPL. BPL was separated from BEC. I think BEC holds all the debt and BPL holds all the funds, whatever you want to call it. It says, and they're talking about needing support from elsewhere. They're supposed to be the main source of all energy support. No, what they're saying is, we need to talk to each other. Like, that's what they mean. Y'all don't remember the story I wish I could put where BGC, after one of the major power outages, BGC put out a statement saying, listen, we will be able to give you information about restoration times as soon as we could like access the control room and talk to the people them. That's what they're talking about. The text says, I call it BEC because nothing changed but the cost to us. Yeah, BEC means burning every candle. Burning each candle. Burn every candle. That's what you're going to have to do with BEC. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron. Emma Cooper Primary School in Palmetto Point, Eleuthera, has no power since last week Friday. Students and teachers have to be in classrooms with no ventilation, and classes are held from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. See, this union conversation is fascinating when you juxtapose it to the statements made by the government stakeholders in education, like the Minister for Education and the Parliamentary Secretary, right, for Education. What has Mr. Johnson come back to the media and responded to his administration's inability to meet the timeline that he guaranteed they could meet, that he gave us assurances about? Minister Clay Sweden, you can't send the people in Emma Cooper Primary School a TikTok video with the electricity on so they could vicariously live through your TikTok page? Can we do that? Ma'am, a texter, thank you for sharing this. I am livid. I am very upset because, again, it appears to be just a bunch of lip service. Right? Just a bunch of pretty PR promotional points that you make to sell a good video, to create a great narrative. But just like we knew that there was no way that BPL could be ready for the summer, we knew that the Ministry of Education and all of its resources would not be prepared for the opening of school on day one. All right, it's a text here. I got to read it because I don't want to say the wrong thing on air. Okay, the text is saying that they don't understand. Well, they understand what's happening. They're saying that BEC is doing all the repairs. BEC is doing all of the work. And BGC is just collecting money from the government. I don't think it's as simple as that. But what we can say with certainty is there is not sufficient clarity surrounding the matter still for the public to consume. It's cloudy, bordering on frowsy, right? Really. See, because we got the article from last week. In fact, we got an article in today's paper. I just got to find it in one of these business sections where one of our leading economists tackles what was shared last week in the papers about government debt and government funds. There we go. Something's not adding up. Over $1 billion debt rise on budget surplus. A Bahamian economist yesterday asserted that, quote, something's not adding up, close quote, with the government's finances as she questioned how the national debt could increase by more than $1 billion in a year when the government is still forecasting a $32.7 million budget surplus. Therese Turner-Jones, who from 2017 to 2021 served as general manager for the Inter-American Development Bank's Caribbean Group Country Department, told Tribune Business that, quote, the lack of transparency is mind-boggling to me, close quotes, given that there should not be such a huge gap or disconnect between the annual fiscal deficit or surpluses and the increase in both direct government and the national debt. The central bank in its 2020 economic report revealed that the national debt had increased by $1.071 billion during the 2025 to 2026 fiscal year to breach the $13 billion mark at $13.17 billion. I don't know what you could be doing if you resulted in $1 billion, right? Increase the debt by $1 billion, and we don't have, each school don't have a school bus dedicated to picking up their students, you know? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I hope I see you made it through yesterday.
Yeah.
Aaron, you know, I need to introduce you to something. It's relatively new, and it could be the reason why we have a lot of people making decisions that's not resonating with truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the glymphatic system, that's G-L-Y-M, like how you have the lymph.
Mm-hmm.
And that main function is for cleaning the waste from out of your brain and your spinal fluid.
Mm-hmm.
So when you refuse to get enough adequate sleep so that the glymphatic system could come in and clean, you wake up groggy, and you start talking foolishness, and you look like someone who... You saw somebody recently who was speaking about the teachers, and he had bag puffiness under his eyes, lack of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you that his glymphatic system is not kicking in because he ain't sleeping well at night.
I got you.
So people like them who are in leadership, you can't expect to get coherence out of them, eh?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, oh, boy. If the system is not functioning at 100%, what shall it produce? Not at 100%. So I found an article from earlier, well, not even earlier, from last month, the end of last month, August 31st, Nassau Guardian. Government gave out $687 million in loans. The Davis administration gave government corporations, authorities, and agencies $687.9 million in loans between July 2022 and June 2026. Its fiscal report shows, and it's a very good article. People should look for it. Here we go. The Nassau Guardian reported last week that Bahamas Power and Lights and Bahamas Electricity Corporation's indebtedness to central government rose from $179 million at the end of June 2022 to $381.9 million at the end of the 2025-2026 fiscal year. The Davis administration, okay, it goes on to talk about beaches and parks. Very interesting article. And the question is, right, like, how are you forecasting a surplus? But more importantly, what you doing with all the money? What are the entities doing with the money? None of these entities look like they be getting $100 million loans from the government. And then, of course, we see those who you say are most essential, right? You're going to get a whole interim injunction to make the members of the managers union go back to work, right? Because it's an essential service. Continuity of learning is being prioritized. Is it? Is it why couldn't Ministry of Education get some of that money? Why the teachers can't get paid? Why? All right, we got lots more to talk about this morning. Again, the Nassau Guardian business section, BGC executives outline priorities necessary to improve electricity grid. The third priority, said Ferguson, is continuing to identify and repair the most urgent weaknesses in the grid as new problems emerge. The BGC executive cited electrical cables beneath the airport runway as an example of the difficulties involved in repairing parts of the network. If a problem develops with those cables, digging up the runway would not be a practical response and an alternative solution would have to be found. Quote, in order for this grid system to work, as we will discuss, there needs to be a level of partnership that goes on. Full stop. We didn't even really need to go into the details for that article. You're right, like, we don't need the details. That last sentence I just read, I think, is the most important part. Quote, in order for this grid system to work, as we will discuss, partnership that goes on, close quotes. See, for me, what do you mean that a lack of partnership exists? BGC is a partnership between a private sector entity and the government. How could there be no partnership? And most importantly, is if this is where we are, why are people not resigning? See, the ministers can't spell resign for the life of them. So I see why they have to prioritize education, because they can't spell resign. But you know what? Our prime minister, as smart as he is, he can't spell fired. He can't spell F-I-R-E-D. God forbid you try to put two words together. You're fired. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E-F-I-R-E-D. Why is it so difficult for the prime minister to say that? Clay Sweden, Joe Beth Colby, Davis. What's happening, man? When y'all going to resign? That's all we want to know. When are you going to resign? When we get back from the break, we're going into election observers and what they had to say and whether they're saying anything that we haven't said over and over again to the political class and those who uphold the halls of government. They'd be saying these things all the time. After the break, you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Take that mess from off the wall. Give that baby back its ball. Leave all the people things alone. There's other ways to get involved. Get involved and don't be no. Let your mind become a tool. Church were made for fools to.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You hear that song? Get involved. That needs to be your family national anthem, man. Right? This got to be a regular. When you're playing the Tornash and the Johnny Cake and the Iron Store and the Shine, and then you're playing the KB and you're playing the Gino D and the Brylanders and the Lassie Doughboys, you can't forget Dr. Off. You can't. This song's supposed to be the theme song for the nation. Get involved. Get. And at one point it was, you know. At one point it was. Caller, I see you on the line. I just want to remind the people about the Guardian Media Group promotion, the Bill Buster, every Friday in September. We're drawing names. We're going to pay your bills for you. We're going to pay your bills for you. But what you have to do, grab today's Nassau Guardian. That's what you got to do. Grab that, fill it out, come to the Guardian, drop your form in the box, and stay tuned every day, but especially on Friday, all social media platforms, all shows. You never know. It may be you getting your bills paid. Every Friday in September. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Oh, boy, I'm sorry I missed you. Caller, thank you for your patience. I know you waited as long as you could. Morning, Miss Green. Traffic follies is at its highest. They're very much speeding in the Yellow Elder school zone. A lady driver was boldly on her phone looking down. This is total mindlessness. Oh, it is. They doing whatever in their cars, refusing to stay in their own lane, refusing to stop at the stop sign. And let me tell you about the tourists, but before that, let me go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Good, boy. Look what you all is. Forget about Freeporty.
No, talk to me.
Yeah, I see you all have a raffle again, but you all paying bills. But the bills look like you only cover Nassau.
No, man, tell me about Freeport. C. Allen Johnson's usually call in and give us a little heads up on Freeport, or if there's an intersection, he'll share it. But I know he's busy, organizing. What you saying?
No, I was only talking about the raffling you all have, I think, on a weekend for paying bills and things.
Yeah.
That don't cover Freeport, eh?
Well, listen, you get the paper in Freeport?
No, I don't remember getting no paper in Freeport. Mm-hmm. That's why I have that problem even entering
the things. Well, listen, because of your, well, not just because of your call, but your call did it. I can let the powers that be know. Listen, we gotta connect with our Grand Bahamian listeners, yes, and readers, and ensure that we got a sufficient supply of papers on the island.
Yeah, we ain't doing as good as y'all, you know.
I hear that, but you know, y'all have raccoons in Grand Bahama?
Yeah, I was talking on one of the talk shows. Oh, they don't believe in that raccoon.
They don't believe? She don't believe in it then. The raccoon believe in your fruit tree.
I tell a raccoon. Raccoon tastes like chicken, man.
Oh, that's what you mean. Like, scared to eat a raccoon. I would hate for the other raccoons to find out.
No, I don't. But a raccoon would be running around.
I know. I know.
That's a delicacy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
We ain't gonna forget Freeport. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
My name is Green. How you doing?
Hi, good, thank you. How you do?
Really, man. I just called to find out what's going on with all these plane crashing nowadays. You see the Amazon plane crash, and we had another crash going off of Andros. What's going on with all these? You always find it strange all of a sudden these planes having difficulties.
Okay, so let's look internal, and then we can look external, right? You see the weather yesterday and the weather over the last few days. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be stupid enough to fly in that.
I'm surprised that any small plane was flying in the Bermuda Triangle in that type of weather.
I wasn't doing that one.
In fact, I've been warned a number of times to resist traveling on those small planes at certain times of the year, and definitely in bad weather. Just resist it. The party ain't fun enough. You know, find the money to buy a ticket on a bigger plane. So geographically, right, and climate-wise, it could be that the small planes are being affected by, like, the shear when the pressure underneath the plane disappears for no apparent reason, some weather reason, things like that. Now, externally, what we know, like our brothers and sisters to the north, our American cousins, they had a exodus by DOGE, and they removed a large proportion of their staff and, like, air control. They pulled out a ton of resources from the space, and it's likely that we're seeing more and more crashes and incidents because the space is not operating up to standard. Air control and air traffic space is not operating at the standard it once used to.
Okay, second thing I'll make a note on, right?
Yeah.
I think now that the general public has now reached a limit with crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see that WhatsApp video of someone just a while ago on CW Sardis Highway trying to steal someone's car.
Okay, pause.
All the Bahamian people put a cut up on him.
Okay, yeah, right. So, a couple of things happening there. Still not sure what I was about to ask about that. Still not sure exactly what we were looking at. I saw three different videos, right? We see the video where you see that woman who pulled the boy out of the car. I want her on my security team.
We need that one.
I need her, right? And we need her in the schools, right? To be running some self-defense courses or something. Help these young ladies understand how to channel, right, their emotions and their rage in effective ways. But videos prior to that video, right, videos of what happened prior to her pulling him out the car suggests this is more than just a potential car theft. Something else is going on there, and I'm awaiting an official report from the police on it.
Okay, third thing I want to make a note of before I go, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pertaining BPL, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we all of a sudden making it seem as though this is a new occurrence? Remember when Leslie Miller was in power, right? And mm-hmm. remember when he proposed the Venezuela deal?
Mm-hmm.
It was bad that time, you know. Man, that 2 years, it was bad. Car was cutting off, like, it was bad. I mean, it was worse than this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to say, right, that every summer we go through this. So I don't know why people pretend as if this is a new occurrence.
Okay, you want to know why? I can tell you why, and then I can let you go because I got two more callers. It because of a narrative that the government sold us. See, everybody know BPL could go off, especially in the summer. The government and its actors sold us a narrative and practically swore to us, gave us assurances that we weren't going to have the same summer that we used to have. In fact, they campaigned on it. They campaigned on the success of their energy reform platform. And it turns out that it's a failure. It's a bag of nothing, right? So we are acting like this is new because we were sold a story that told us it was new. Despite me coming on the radio and boring some of my listeners to the point where their ears bleed, that you cannot solve this problem if you think the problem started today. And perhaps the reason why the government can't solve the problem is because they refuse to acknowledge when the problem began. See, we have a minister, we have a prime minister who was a minister of works, what, for 10 out of the last 14 years? Or at the very least, was in a position of authority that could have made things happen. But they sold us a narrative, campaigned on it. And that's why people be acting the way they acting. So for let me go, because I got two more callers. For all the PLP sycophants and public communications agents out here trying to sell us a story, right? This is an old story. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Sorry, I miss you all. My Fox Hill cousins, he calls me miss all these callers, but it's always good to talk to you. It says, the Amazon plane overran the runway. It landed safely but killed 5 people. Right, but we're saying is in that sector, in the North American sector, in the United States, right, we've seen a shift of resources, human and fiscal resources, that has led to what many Americans and people who fly in and out of America claim has created less safe skies. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Graham.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm always doing flying. Our company working good.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Oh. The people in Eleuthering. No. Let me tell you something. I had to switch to city. First of all, let me expound that, yes, I know that I'm privileged. I had to switch from well water to city water during my 12-plus hour outage this weekend. And I don't see, I'm saying, like, I know I'm supposed to have a filter line, right? I'm supposed to have a filter at the line where the water comes in. I have to buy a commercial filter for the water. No, water and sewage is not doing well. Don't mind all the money and resources that they spent for their 50th anniversary. Don't mind that. They ain't doing well.
Thank God so far these two good on my side.
Yes.
But I just give them credit. But BTC, terrible, and BL, terrible. But I want to talk about that Bermuda Triangle thing.
But I only could give you 60 seconds because I got two more headlines to touch.
Oh, sure. Okay, whatever. We would talk about one day, but I just want to say, I want to tell you, good gentleman, read about that. That is dangerous around this area time.
Mm-hmm.
The travel between the Bahamas and the North, including Bimini, up in Grand Bahama and some area of New Providence.
Well, look here, I can see if I could borrow Wayne Neely from Morning Blend and Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry, and I have this conversation about the Bermuda Triangle with a weather historian, an expert.
Well, look up the document right there, right?
Yeah, man, I can look it up.
Yeah, you look it up. All right.
All right, thank you. Here we go. Headline, Nassau Guardian. Election observers raise concerns of media bias favoring PLP. The Commonwealth Observer Group has raised concerns about the Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister holding an equivalent role as a spokesperson for the governing Progressive Liberal Party ahead of the 2026 general election, saying that this, quote, undermines public confidence in the separation of party and state, close quotes. In a report issued yesterday by the COG, that's the Commonwealth Observer Group, on its mission to the Bahamas to observe the May 12th election, the observers also spoke of the perception. We're on page 9, sorry. I know we're running out of time. The perception of bias in the press due to the open quotes, close quotes, relationships some owners of private media companies had with political parties, singling out Tribune Publishing publisher Robert DePuch Caron's connection to the PLP. The observers also said the Davis administration's appointment of Clint Watson, who was general manager of the state-run Bahamas Broadcasting Corporation at the time, to a senator shortly after the general election undermined any likely claim of neutrality at ZNS. Quote, comparatively modest pay in the profession also leaves journalists vulnerable to recruitment into well-remunerated political communications roles in the public sector, an avenue that both main parties have used over the years, close quotes, the report notes in a section on election coverage and the Bahamian media. Quote, the group also notes that the Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister concurrently holds the equivalent role for the governing PLP, an arrangement that, in the group's view, undermines public confidence in the separation of party and state, close quotes. Okay, is this an old report? You telling me that Latrey Ramming, Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister, who's also now, Is he a senator? Who's also now a senator, still holds the position, still holds a position of a communications officer in the PLP party? No, no, man. No. Just no. I mean, I said no before. Now that the Commonwealth Observers Group is saying it, can I say no again? No, sir. Latre Ramming, who has worked as OPM's Director of Communications since the Davis administration's first term, held regular briefings on the PLP's election campaign at the party's headquarters in the weeks leading up to the general election. He was appointed as a senator by Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis after the election. Quote, in the absence of a comprehensive professional association, IRCA remains the principal body to which compliance complaints regarding licensed broadcasters can be directed under Part 10 of the Code of Practice for Content Regulation, close quotes, the report notes. Quote, the appointment subsequent to the 2026 election of the general manager of the Broadcasting Corporation as a government senator without his relinquishing his post. You mean Clint Watson is still the general manager of the Broadcasting Corporation? Without his relinquishing his post is likely to undermine by the corporation to transparency and impartiality, close quotes. Ahead of the election, Watson had sought but ultimately lost out on the PLP's nomination in Southern Shores. He remained in his post at BCB despite assertions from the government that Watson should have resigned as soon as his political intentions were made known. It wasn't just the FNM that said it. A lot of us said it. Common sense said it. The rule said it. COG also said it received reports about, quote, close relationships, close quotes, between some private media company owners and the main political parties and the perceptions of biased reporting that those relationships created. Quote, in October 2025, the publisher of the Tribune, Robert DePuch Caron, publicly sought the PLP's nomination for the Michal constituency before subsequently withdrawing in January 2026, citing potential conflicts of interest with the company he had founded, close quotes, the report states. Quote, the group noted that the day before the election, Mr. Caron had published an op-ed with the title, quote, Why the PLP Deserves Your Vote and a Second Term, close quotes. COG said it did not, quote, draw any conclusion on the editorial conduct of the Tribune in that period, close quotes, while noting the situation, quote, illustrates the wider stakeholder concern about the proximity of media ownership to partisan politics, close quotes. I'm out of time. I'm going to end it there. I just want to say, is it reasonable for a citizen to suggest that Botswana is no longer viable or eligible for bidding for any services with the government? I mean, yeah, we're not going to be able to afford to use the planes, and we don't know when the mailboat come in. The mailboat may be in Jibim while you waiting for it to hit Mayaguana or Auckland, but surely this is a severe conflict of interest. I don't know. I'm not sure. What's happening here? What I do know is if we don't all start to get involved, it could continue to happen. We are all out of time. It says, good day, Blue Hill water dry, and I know where to wash my clothes. This is the most capitalist form of government you can find, close quote, question mark. Incompetence can only work in corruption, and so we are losing the job. Boy, Blue Hill water dry. I know where that boy in that video, he know where not to go to wash his clothes. Don't go there no more, buddy. Don't go there no more. We await an official report from the police on that matter. You guys have a great day, and blame the producer. You know, this song just wakes me right up. Have a great day. Come on, get off of me. Woo! Okay.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.